What's up, everybody? Welcome to week 8 of the NFL season. I am your host, Mark. This is the NFL Betting Podcast. Week 7, oh my god. Week 7 was a very interesting week, you know? I felt confident about my picks, but I had a brutal week. There's no ifs, ands about it. I had a really, really bad week. I obviously tried to make some bold predictions, like the Falcons beating the Rams, which didn't turn out. Like the Bengals trying to finally getting a win, which also didn't turn out. I don't even know what to call this. A stupid prediction that the Jets could maybe win against the Patriots, but I mean, come on. That was a bad week for me. I got 5 out of 14 correct. Giancarlo got 11 out of 14 correct. I should have had a couple more because there were some very, very close games there. Chargers win. Thank you, Melvin Gordon, for nothing. Jeez, man. Like fumbling on the 1 yard line. Like, what are you doing? So there were a couple games that I should have had there. But ultimately, trying to go a little bit bold on last week and feeling confident in those bold picks and trying to get up on Giancarlo, it ended up putting me much farther behind him because he is at he got 11 picks correct last week. So good for Giancarlo. Not good for me, but I'm hopefully going to make it back up this week. And also to review my money picks from last week. So my money picks are the picks that I actually place bets on. And I review over each of the picks. And I also email them out to anyone who is a money pick subscriber. So I had 3 money picks last week. I won only one of them, which was my lowest of the season. But it actually ended up only putting me $5 down on the week just because of the way the amount I was wagering on each game. So I actually only came out the week $5 down despite having 2 incorrect picks and 1 correct one. So I'm actually not that upset with the financial result from it, but I would have rather preferred obviously to have at least 1 more pick correct. So kind of disappointed with the actual pick correct there. As far as my money picks go over the season, right now I'm at a 70% win rate. I have 14 out of 20 money picks correct, which is great. And I'm sitting even on the $100 betting challenge. So right in the $100 betting mark. But I think it's time for me to step up this week and also in the next coming weeks to start making some big gains on the $100 betting challenge. So that's where I take my money picks, and I start off with the season with $100, and I see how much money I can turn it into. It's been fluctuating around it right now. I've been playing it fairly safe, but now it's time to get a little bit more bold and start to place some more money down on the picks that I'm confident in and start to see those returns compound a little bit more. Okay, so without further ado, we are going to get with the week 8 picks for the NFL season. I don't have Giancarlo's picks in yet. He is in Australia, so he's a little bit of a time difference from me. But for myself, Thursday night tomorrow, I'm going to go for the Washington Redskins traveling to Minnesota, taking on the Vikings. I got the Vikings in this game. This week, actually, looking through it, it seems like quite an easy week as far as, like, it seems like it's basically strong teams against weak teams. And I felt like I was going pretty much with just the strong teams all throughout this week. And I feel very confident about it, to be honest. So I got the Vikings winning against Washington. And then we have on Sunday, we got the Seattle Seahawks playing the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. And that is, for that game, I got the Seahawks winning that one. The Atlanta Falcons are just completely banged up. Matt Ryan went out last week. I guess he might be playing this week still, but I don't trust them at all. I think Seattle it can come away with a win, especially after losing last week. I think they lost last week. And then we have the Philadelphia Eagles traveling up north into Buffalo to take on the Buffalo Bills. I'm going for the Bills in this game. The Eagles have not looked like a great offense. They lost whatever it was that they had. I'm not sure on what's happening there. They still have great players surrounding them. Maybe if DeSean Jackson comes back, it'll help them out a little bit more. But as for right now, an away game, in Buffalo with Josh Allen, who he had a great, great game last week to come back from being down. So I'm going to give this game to the Bills. And then we have the Chargers traveling to Chicago to take on the Bears. I got the Chargers winning this one, but I don't feel good about it. Chicago, especially their defense, they play really well at home. They've had a few injuries, Chicago has, but I'm going for the Chargers because I think, the Chargers lost narrowly last week, no thanks to Melvin Gordon. So I think they're going to be able to bounce back a bit this week. And so I'm taking the Chargers there. And then we have the New York Giants traveling to Detroit to take on the Lions. I'm going Lions all the way here. The Giants are a decent team, and Saquon will definitely perform well, obviously. And Danny Dimes is throwing well. But I just think, the Lions have been high flying so far this season. I think they're going to continue to steamroll against the Giants. And then the Oakland Raiders are traveling to Texas to take on the Houston Texans. And in this game, I got the Texans winning this one. I think it'll be a tough battle, a sneaky tough matchup. But give me the Texans all the way on this. Then we have the New York Jets going to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. I just don't have any hope in the Jets anymore. I'm throwing in the towel on them. I believe I picked them a couple times this year, and it's just nothing. So I have no hope in the Jets. So give me the Jags all the way on this. Then we have also Nick Foles on the Jaguars is starting to practice. I mean, Gardner Minshew's been playing amazing, but I don't know if they necessarily are going to bring Nick Foles back that quickly, but we shall see about that. And then we got the Arizona Cardinals traveling to New Orleans to take on the Saints. I'm going for the Saints on this one. I have not picked the Saints enough this year. That is what I've been realizing. It's like they are still a very well put together offense, regardless of the quarterback issue being Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, it's not an issue, to be honest. It's he's been a more than excellent replacement for Drew Brees. And I haven't given the Saints enough credit. I thought they were going to struggle under him, and they have been performing very well. So at home against a weak Arizona team, I think this is going to be an easy Saints win here. And then we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to take on the Tennessee Titans. I struggled a bit picking this game. I think it could be close because the Titans have been playing very well this season. Maybe not necessarily playing very well, but winning more than I expect. So I think the Titans know how to get games done. But I think this is a good bounce back game for Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because I believe they're on a bye last week. So I think they're coming back. They're obviously coming off this fresh. And I think they should be able to hopefully put things together a little bit more, get Mike Evans the ball, and make a win out of that game. And then we have the Bengals going on to face the Rams. I'm throwing in the towel on the Bengals as well for this season. So give me the Rams all the way on this. The Bengals, I've tried to have some hope in them this year, but everything's lost on the Bengals for this season. There's not much good outlook for them. Although actually AJ Green is coming back soon, but we'll see if he even stays on the team, to be honest. I could see them trading him. It would make sense if they did it strategically, but who knows? It doesn't even look like they're really preparing that much for the future. And then we have the Carolina Panthers going to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. San Francisco is a great team, and they've been playing well. They really struggled last week, only putting up 9 points, and it just seemed like no team could get the ball moving, really. And they also just acquired Emmanuel Sanders from the Broncos, who I think is an amazing, amazing wide receiver. And I heard reports that they're actually wanting to play him this week against the Panthers. So I think the 49ers are planning on coming out really strong against the Panthers, and they really want to set a precedent, because this is a quite frankly a good team that they're facing now. And I was going to pick the Panthers, but I don't know, just seeing San Francisco make that move and also knowing the fact that they're at home, I think they play off the crowd, and I think they can get a win here. Watch Sanders get a touchdown in this game too. So give me the 49ers on this game. And then we got the Broncos going to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. The Broncos now obviously without Emmanuel Sanders. And so for that reason, and because Jacoby Brissett is a good quarterback behind a really good offensive line, give me the Colts winning that game. And then the Browns, my Cleveland Brownies, are going to Boston to take on the New England Patriots. At this point, I'm not sure what to do with the Browns. I need to see a little bit more from them. I know in Cleveland they've been talking about removing Freddie Kitchens from there. I don't think they should have made the moves last year when they promoted Freddie Kitchens to offensive coordinator and Greg Zuerlein was the head coach. I think they should have kept it like that. They were winning. They were playing well. I think they should have kept that. They did not, obviously, and promoted Freddie Kitchens right up to head coach. I think Freddie Kitchens is a good offensive coordinator. I don't know if he's a great head coach. And I don't blame the Cleveland fans for kind of wanting his head a little bit. It is pretty crazy to see how big of a career jump Freddie Kitchens has had in a matter of basically a few months from last year, where he went from being the assistant offensive coordinator to head coach. So that's obviously a very big jump. And I don't think that's jiving well with the very talented individuals on the team. So for that reason, and because the Patriots are an extremely dominant offense and defense, give me the Patriots winning this one at home. Then on Sunday night primetime, we have the Green Bay Packers traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Give me the Packers in this game, but I'm worried about it. I think Aaron Rodgers will be able to play well, but if Patrick Mahomes is back, and I say that even though he shouldn't be back, but there were reports that came out today that says that he is practicing, or at least like throwing or something like that. And no, it was actually he was practicing, which really shocked me. But regardless of that, I think the Packers could get a win here. So give me the Packers, even though it's in Kansas City and Arrowhead. But I am worried about that game, so just watch out for that game. And then we have the Miami Dolphins on Monday night going to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Give me the Steelers all the way on this one. I'm throwing my hat in on the Miami Dolphins. I don't think they have anything left. And that brings me to the end of the Week 8 picks. So if you guys are interested, please, you can view all of the picks on sportsexchange.us. And if you are interested in signing up for the money picks and know what the money picks are for every week, you can sign up. Again, go to sportsexchange.us and you can sign up to receive my money picks the week before. That way you know on what teams that I am betting on to get that beautiful 70% win rate. All right, without further ado, wish you all the best in your fantasy leagues. Wish all you all the best in your betting. And let's go Jets. All right, peace.